My name is Rita Brad. I have a background in secretarial work, but in the early 2000s, I had a notion to write. I never expected to write poetry, but I really enjoy it and have had some very pleasant experiences through it. I have a book out which is to do with the old clipper ship City of Adelaide. She was built in 1864, and I went from Rotterdam to Adelaide with her on a cargo ship over the winter 2013-14. But I also have a poetry pamphlet called Salt and Soil, and I'm constantly writing poems, and I need to have another pamphlet on the go.
Can you just tell me briefly, how did you get involved with the year-long arts project that Natalie's been doing?
I've been involved with North Light Arts for over 10 years now, and I was approached by Susie Goodwin to write a poem especially for COP26. I was over the moon to be doing that, and the poem flowed from my pen. It required very little editing, and it seems to be working well across many stratas.
We'll get on to the actual poem in a second, but can you just say a little bit more about the poem? What was the inspiration, I suppose? Or what were you thinking or feeling as you were writing it?
I think the main thing is that soil's been important to me since I was a child. I remember the bare grass in our front garden. At that time, nobody had flowers. It was post-war and people grew vegetables, but we didn't. We had a dog and we had toys. But when I moved from the scheme up to the high street, I was very free. I was given a lot of freedom to roam, as all children were in those days. And I discovered the market garden beneath the railway line. You would go through a tunnel, and it was a just expanse of cabbages and cauliflowers and Brussels sprouts. I found a hedgehog and took it home. Got into trouble. And it's the smells. When we moved into the house in the high street, the garden was an absolute jungle of nettles and elder trees. No flowers, but eventually it became a place where my father grew potatoes and brassicas, and my mother grew flowers and shrubs. And it was a real haven. It's a joyful memory. And I realised how important this covering of our planet is for our whole existence. And we need to respect it. We need to keep it intact instead of deep ploughing and breaking up the structures beneath the soil that probably most people don't realise are there, because there's so much erosion of natural contact by people who live in cities. And it's coming back. So many small projects, community projects, are thriving, and hopefully that will spread and people will realise we have to protect our land, our soil.
Well said. Yeah. Where was that market garden then? I'm trying to picture. Was it on where the Hall Hill is now?
Yes, exactly there, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yes, it was amazing. I mean, the trees, you know, for a small child at that time, to go under that tunnel, it was like going through a portal, and all this greenery and these trees and wildlife, deer and squirrels, and it was just magical for a small child of 8, 9. As I say, it's like going through a portal.
Wow, okay, that's really interesting. Okay. Could I ask you to read your My Name is Soil poem?
So the poem is called My Name is Soil, and it's in the voice of Mother Earth. It just came out that way. My name is Soil. To you I give my cloak. Wear it well. Each dust particle is useless by itself. Each dust particle must blow in the wind join with others and be bound by rainfall lifted from forest and ocean. I wear my cloak in daylight, soak up sun's warming rays. I wear my cloak in cold darkness, make a bed. Come, lie in me, come, settle here. I will hold you, feed you, nurture you. Let your single cell, your single seed, root in the comfort of my pockets. Come barley, come wheat, come grasses. You will ripen in my folds. Make food for all who care to tread here. Animal, bird, insect, human. Worm casts out doubt. Come shrubs, come hedgerows, come fungi, come trees. Make homes, make flowers, make pollen, make berries and substance for healing potions and brews. Then rest. Shed the year's residue. Give it to me. Mulch me. Replenish my strength, and I will feed you again.
Is there anything, having read that, that you want to kind of pick up on or comment on? There's no need to do so. I'm just wondering, yeah, is there anything that you kind of like to say to people when you read it to them or when they read it?
Yeah, I think it really is the importance of soil. And I think what Natalie did with the cloak, the keeper of the soil's cloak, was absolutely stunningly pertinent. She collected soils from all over Scotland, and little pockets are inside the cloak. And I had the real privilege, an ambition fulfilled, of actually wearing that cloak at the Dish the Dirt event. And it just sits on your shoulders and hugs you so tightly, and you feel so safe and warm and cared for. We need to give that back to our lovely planet, to our lovely land. And these pockets of soil were carried from Dunbar to Glasgow for the COP26 event. And many, many people have worn that cloak. And I'm sure they've experienced the same gratitude. And I just think the concept was a wonderful idea. And Natalie should be very proud of what she's achieved, Northlight Arts, with their idea to highlight the plight of our soil, how it's been eroded so badly by modern techniques of farming, with the heavy machinery, the deep ploughing, chemicals. I've seen it locally. They've eroded it so badly that there are dust storms, and it's like a snowdrift, but with soil, and it's really scary. And countries like Madagascar are really suffering. All the places, these places we get our spices from, it's all going. It's a tragedy. So I just think that what's being achieved, because I'm not saying trying, because it is spreading, slow, sure footsteps, hopefully we will hit the politicians and the big corporations and find our answer to save our planet.
Yep. Well said. Something I've learned is that if farmers can see that other farmers are doing things differently, or hear that other farmers are doing things differently, that can be a massive boost, because, you know, there's so much risk involved with doing anything different, so much pressure.
It's so true, because with Natalie's exhibition, the Terra Infirma exhibition was excellent. They had films, they had talks, and they had a display of people wearing the cloak, and they had a jug full of soil and water on the table, and it was all laid with dinner plates that Natalie made using some of the words from poets who'd been involved in a workshop that was run by Colin Will. And there was the farmer that came was a local man who has radically changed his method of not ploughing. He's using the no-till method, and he is also using food waste to feed the land with compost. And so it's very reassuring to hear that farmers are taking it on board now, and hopefully lots of farmers will start doing it. And the cost as well, that particular farmer was talking about the cost of chemical fertilisers have trebled, I think. Yeah. So that's another incentive to just use the manure like we did in the old days, feed the soil and give it back structure.
I think I just have one more question. So let's read the poem and then I'll ask the question.
That's fine. Lament for the green belt. Where once there was a market garden, houses now are planted, their roots a strangle of sewage reaching to the sea.
Thank you for sharing that. The other question I had actually was, is there anything you'd like to ask?
Anything you'd like to ask a soil scientist, or I guess say to a soil scientist?
I suppose it's basically I would like to know how they can meet the production levels of artificial fertiliser. And then at the end of the day, I think it's a lot more to do with quality than quantity.